If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that likes barley tea with Coke, Jay. And with me is the snow cone boy, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What anime made you feel okay, Jay?
The woodworking classic, Do It Yourself.
And I do have the synopsis from our friends over at Crunchyroll. Building furniture and friendships have a lot in common. Intention, effort, and hard work are needed for both crafts. This story of girls in a DIY club building both as they carve out their futures. None of it comes easy, but that doesn't stop any of them. Furniture, friendships, and the future. They're building it all with their own hands. This actually, that's a really cute synopsis.
Yeah, there's like some puns in there.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I like that one.
Me too.
All right, you ready for some facts, Aaron?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Do It Yourself is a DIY slice of life anime released in 2022. There's 12 episodes. It's an original anime written by Kazuyuki Furuyasu. And he's worked on other anime such as a screenwriter, he worked on other anime such as X, Monster Musume, Encouragement of Climb, Welcome to Demon School, Irumakun, and That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. A lot of stuff that we've covered.
Yeah.
This was directed by Kazuhiro Yoneda, and he's directed Kabukuribu, Maho Shoujo Nate Moi Desukara, and Kageki Shoujo. I remember I looked up what one of these was about, but I forget what it was about. I know the Maho Shoujo one is like, I'm tired of being a magical girl or something like that.
Okay.
But man, what was the other one about? I'll have to read it again and tell you about it. Sorry, everybody. We just recorded another podcast, so I completely forgot what it was about.
No, you're good, Jay.
This is direct. I already said that. The studio is Pine Jam, and they've done anime such as Gamers, Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible. Have you heard of that one, Aaron?
Yes.
That one sounds like it'd be cool.
You know, what's actually kind of funny about that, it's almost like a...
Takagi, right?
Yeah, it's almost like Takagi. It's like the same premise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, guy just wants to be left alone. I don't know if it's a guy or girl.
Wants to be left alone.
Yeah, but she's always...
The guy's invisible. And the girl's, like, daring him to, like, do stuff that makes him stand out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they have an anime in the works called 'Tis Time for Torture, Princess. Do you know what that one's about?
No.
So I guess there's, like, some sort of war going on. And, like, one side captures a princess. But there's some sort of treaty between the two fighting... lands that you can't actually torture people when captured people. So, and what they do, what in order to like get information out of the princess, they do like, I think they make her eat food or something like that. I don't know if it's delicious food or gross food or like they do something with food. And it's like some sort of comedy.
That's weird. All right.
Yeah. And I guess like when she does give out information, like usually it's like very like whatever kind of information.
That's funny.
And then when she does give out like good information, the king doesn't take it seriously and doesn't act upon it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So that one sounds like it'd be fun. That one's supposed to be start premiering in January. It's licensed by Crunchyroll. The music was done by Ryohei Sataka, and he's done music for D4 DJ First Mix. I guess the whole D4 DJ series. Release the Spice, but Spice is spelled like with a like S P Y C E. Okay. Not sure what that one's about. And the second season of Classroom of the Elite. The opening song is called Doki Doki Idea O Yoroshiku, and that's sung by the whole cast. Or maybe not like the teacher and stuff like that, right, but
just the girls.
The girls.
Yeah.
And the ending song is called Suzuki Hanashi Konomi Inigaki, and that's sung by Yua's voice actor and Putin's voice actor.
You know, I'm surprised. I usually love when they make like a fake band name.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that there wasn't like by the DIY girls or whatever, by the DIY club.
I know, that's cute. What I was thinking. At least I didn't notice it in the actual opening. Maybe they did.
It might have just been what was the lot? I think what did we just do? We just did an anime that had like the characters singing the opening and ending. I can't remember what it was.
I just closed my
You're good. But it literally said like if I don't read Japanese, but it literally said like Japanese name and then like VA whatever. So it was just basically like the characters were singing the opening. And that was really cool. I like stuff like that too as well.
Was it Handmade May?
It might have been. I don't remember. But I thought
Or was it Love Hina?
It might have been Love Hina. Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't think it wasn't Miami Guns for sure.
It wasn't Miami Guns. Oh no, it might have been Miami Guns.
It might have been all three. I don't know.
I don't remember. Yeah, but there was one that it could have been something I was watching as well beforehand that we have already seen before. But anyway,
maybe.
What did you think of the music, Jim?
Music was cool. Very lighthearted.
Very fun. Very slice of lifey. Very
right.
Cute girls doing cute thingsy.
Definitely. And with that genre, it's kind of like it was kind of like the movie that we just watched, a little predictable of what was was gonna happen. But I guess that goes into general. Like, if you have anything general you want to talk about,
Aaron? Oh, real quick, Jay, what did you think of the openings and ending?
They're good.
I love the opening.
I like them.
Opening's awesome.
Opening is really cool.
Ending's also really awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing I don't like about the ending is that the guitar breaks.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the dog's playing it.
Right.
Or the pig. One of the animals is playing it.
You know, speaking of the dog, one of the eye catches, the dog was holding drill? A drill with it.
No.
Tears.
No. So it's cute. So cute. Man, this going into general, this anime makes me want to have a pig as a...
Oh, man.
I love meat.
Meat was like... and I love that his pig house, it said like high-quality meat on it.
No.
Pretty good.
I love they gave the little house tail to a pigtail.
Oh, yeah.
And pigtail and ears. That was super cute.
You know, it was the cat. Reminded me of the god from
Azumanga
Daioh.
Yeah. Fair.
Had the same like shape head.
You know, I really also really like that man, what's the Indian girl's name?
She?
Yeah, she was like hanging out with the cat, and that was hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was like talking to it, like communicating with it. It was like really really cute.
Pretty good.
Man, I don't want to get too negative so fast, Jay. but this was a bad anime to try to force feed at the end of the week. It's really hard to watch it.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to get into. Like, I don't know what it is. I mean, all the girls are pretty cute.
The art's awesome.
The art's awesome, yeah. But I don't know if it's Yua. I don't really like her as a main character.
It's just like her archetype's been done way better before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I want to keep bringing this up. It's going to be brought up probably a bunch of times, but she reminds me a lot of the pink hair girl from, it's called Yuru Camp, but it's a.
Oh, right, yes.
Laid back camp.
Laid back camp.
Yeah, like that archetype, the lazy, ditzy first character.
Lazy first timer.
Yeah, just like super ditzy, doesn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's like in most, like cute girls doing hobby anime.
Yeah.
And man, I think she's cute. I like Yua. I think she's like really adorable, but I don't know, as a main character, I'm like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's like a boring archetype.
Yeah. And she's like very like Space Cadet.
Yeah, exactly. So. Space Cadet. I love that.
But yeah, I think she's a little
too
laid ditzy. Back.
Too ditzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the chick from Laid Back Camp is like that archetype, but done a little bit better.
Yeah. What's funny is that she's like same... super smart.
She's super smart. I don't know if they're played by the same person, too. Because they have the same, like, tone of voice.
I think she hasn't done much.
She must have been something we've done before, no?
She's only done 4 roles.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. She was a student in her first anime. Doesn't even have a name. Then it was this anime. And then she was in an anime called Black Summoner. And then Sen Duality is her most recent anime. Yeah, never heard of these anime.
I like the voice usually. I just didn't like that it was like our main character.
Right.
I kind of wish the president was our main character.
I know, she's so cool.
She's so awesome. I love that character. Her design and everything is also really cool.
I liked her ripped jeans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I seen that, I was like, Jade is going to love that. Because it's one of those details that's not even, like, shown.
Yeah.
Another really cool thing, I guess, I mean, we're not leaving general yet, but a really cool thing with character design is, like, how the characters are dressed as well. It's a really cool way to show us how they are.
Yeah. Like, and they have unique aprons and stuff.
Well, like, Yua always has her shirt untucked. She's very, like, messy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I do like the fact that she's always like covered in boo-boos. Like that's like that part is actually like, really funny to me. She gets hurt like in every episode.
Mm-hmm. She has perfect attendance. That could have been a good opening. The guy with perfect attendance.
The guy got stung by a jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who told you. Watch out.
It's funny because like by the end of it, she has like band-aids on like all her fingers.
Yeah. It's so cute. I'm the guy with the jellyfish chime. That was also really cute, that chime.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else, general, I want to bring up before we get into the meat and potatoes.
I do like the explanations.
Yeah, yeah. I think that...
They've done pretty well.
This anime does it, like, not enough for my liking. Especially if you're comparing it to Laid Back Camp.
Yeah.
Where, like, every episode you're learning something, like, new. And something, like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, here, the more the... To me, it feels like somebody was trying to make Laid Back Camp. But, like, missed the mark.
Right.
Like, they're like, oh, we need to get one of these cute girls doing cute things anime and... Just didn't hit it. It just didn't hit the mark. It's good. It's all right.
Yeah.
Especially near the end. It's really good. Like, the last, like, 4 episodes are, like, were really strong.
You know what? Something I actually really enjoyed was that Jabuko actually did leave.
Yeah. I was, like...
I was expecting, like, there to be, like, some sort of, like, I don't know, like, don't leave or, like, her coming to realization that she wants to stay.
Oh
but no, she did leave.
man,
I like
you
that.
know, this whole time I was like, all right, well, she misses her mom because, you know, she's not around because the mom just isn't there. And I don't know if I liked it or not of them being like, oh yeah, since mom died. It was
Oh
like
yeah.
the
They brought
very
that out of
end.
nowhere.
It was so weird. And like the dad being like, oh yeah, my dad doesn't talk to me because
He's
he's
depressed.
depressed.
So I left him alone. What the heck?
Yeah.
I don't know, but she is just a kid,
I get
so.
it, yeah, but it's like it was also kind of weird. I also get it's a good reason why she had to go back
Yeah.
to go like cheer up her dad. That's actually like a really cool reason. But I feel like they could have done like a better job at like establishing that.
Right.
Because it just felt like dropped like at the end just to justify why she had to go.
Right.
And man, you see how rich she is? She had a private plane
I know.
from
She has
Japan.
the black card
Man, that was so cool.
from Japan all the way to America
Man, a
by
private
herself.
plane. Jesus. All right. You know, I kind of, I mean, I had a feeling the mom was dead just because like how she was like reminiscing about her. But again, it could
Right.
be attributed to like, oh no, she just misses her mom. She's just thinking about her mom. But I don't know, maybe it was just me being like, oh, I don't want to think about dead moms. Anyway, Jay. Anything else in general you want to talk about before we move on?
I think that's about it.
So, art and cinematography, Jay.
The art's cool.
Man, you know, I really like this world. Like this not even like
Future
far
world.
future,
Right.
like maybe like 20, 30 years in the future world where like we have these
Drones doing deliveries.
drones doing deliveries, drones driving buses is a
Right.
really cool one. AI
AI.
robots like serving us. Pretty cool. I also love, right, the juxtaposition between Yua's house and Miku's house.
Right.
And I really like how, especially in the beginning, how lively Yua's house is
Right.
versus how like cold Miku's house is because of all this technology.
Right.
But then like once Jabuko like moves in, that's when we meet Miku's mom and like all this stuff. Did we ever learn why they call her Pudding?
No.
We didn't, right? Okay.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
They asked about it, but then
Yeah.
they're like, is it that important?
Yeah, it's not really important, which is pretty funny. Pudding's a cute nickname.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Good
Pudding.
job,
Good
Putin.
job, Putin. Good job, Putin's mom. I love that. Where's Putin's mom? I love that. God.
It's so good.
It's so funny. Yeah, and then I just love how like homey Yua's house feels. There's like a lot of like
Yeah,
the house
very
is like
traditional.
messy, like especially her
Well, not
room.
traditional, but
Yeah, like it feels like a home.
definitely. So definitely lived in.
Yeah. And especially like her room has like a lot of like stuff in it. And that's like really cool as well. Whereas like Miku's house is Miku's room's like neat and tidy. Like it reflects
Right.
both characters.
She has a loft with nothing in it.
Yeah, right? It's so weird. It's just like again, it's cold. It's very
Right.
cold. But as it goes on, man, like I really loved the character development of Miku. Like obviously, like the standoffish character who's like, oh, what? Like she's the adults in Footloose who are never gonna dance kind of people.
Right.
And by the end, she's dancing. It's really
Yep.
cute. I love how like their friendship is like really cute, like. Like the whole first couple episodes is like Yua trying to build that bench so they can be friends again.
Yeah.
And man, I love the whole reason why they stopped being friends or whatever is just because Yua said, I'm going to take care of myself.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. It's like, what the? Gosh dang it. That's what pissed her off.
I know.
It's like, gosh dang it. Who's your favorite design character, Jay?
I think Jopko.
Jopko's really cute. Very...
You know what's something I really enjoy about all the characters? Is like the underneath their hair.
I was gonna say have, like, different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like so the shading. Cool. The shading of it's different.
I think the only one that doesn't, like, she has like not a drastic, the only one that doesn't have like a drastic difference is she.
Oh,
like, yeah. Her hair is like dark, and then the inside is like a dark gray, I guess. I don't know.
Is it the two girls have green, right, as their background? Isn't it the president and
I think so.
Her the girl who's good with the crafts.
Possibly.
I think so, but yeah, I also really like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gives a really cool like alt feeling.
Yeah.
Do you have any cinematography, Jay? You want to talk about?
There was one shot of like Yua on the bike that I remember that was like really like neat. Man, but I don't remember the details
right
about it. I just remember it was like a bike scene. You didn't see her face, but she was riding the bike.
I'm trying to think if there was any I really liked. Not that I could think of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay.
Who's your favorite design character?
I think it is the president. I love me
president's
a good tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with she.
Who has a girly side.
Yeah. She's also really cool looking.
Yeah. She's super cute.
Especially like when she has like, she had that like traditional Indian dress on. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I was really surprised. She was Indian as well.
Right.
Or Indian or Pakistani. I don't know which one she is. Or which.
Let's see.
I don't know if it's in the.
Southeast Asia.
South. Yeah. So that area.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. She's Southeast Asian. Yeah. Also, yeah. Wait. Is it Southeast Asia? Is that?
That's what it says on the wiki.
I was like, I'm so bad at geography.
I know.
Because I was like, that could be like, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, she's probably Indian. And it's like easier. But I don't know if that's Southeast Asia. Like, that's the, that might be West. I don't know. I'm very bad at geography.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, really cool. Really, really, really dope.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, let's see. So there's like Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam.
Yeah, it's that area, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So she could be like... Yeah, so she's not Indian. She's like...
Mm-mm.
Yeah. She could be like Cambodian.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like what she could be in that area. It's interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Anyway, Jay. Well, which anyway. One of those has... I guess they all have tigers. Like, which ones have tigers in them?
But she said, like, we don't have tigers at our house.
No, she doesn't have tigers. They don't have tiger, like, live tigers at their house.
Right.
But she gave them the... She gave Jopico...
Well, yeah, that's like a Bengal tiger or something.
Yeah. Right, Jay. Talk about. Can we need to talk about characters? Yeah, let's talk about characters.
Yeah.
So Yua.
We talked a little bit about Yua already.
Yeah, I do like her, like, kind of like her lazy disposition.
Mm-hmm.
But.
For me, it's again, a little much.
Though, yeah, it's a little too much. She is cute, though.
Yeah.
Who's next, Jay?
Miku.
Putin? Yeah.
I think she's really cool.
I like It would have been really cool if she was our main character, I think.
I like her turnaround at the end.
Yeah.
Really good.
Really cute. Mm-hmm. I really like she saved the little... Was that to their bench? What was that from?
That sign thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was to their bench that got destroyed, I guess.
I get right. We never really got what happened to that bench. It just disappeared. Or I guess it got broken or something.
Possibly.
But yeah, that was really cute, and they made it into the swing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
The Ray. That's the club president.
What's her name?
It's Rei Yasaku.
Rei? What do they call her?
You just call her like leader.
They call her leader, pretty right? Much. Leader code.
Yeah.
Again,
she's super cool.
She is super awesome. I guess she could have been a really cool main character too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I really wish she was more of like, I guess, yeah, the main character, like the pivot point of the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Where like everything went through her, and that would be really cool. Really like her house, like her family.
Yeah.
Who run the hardware store.
Hardware store. What? So what hardware store has gates?
Right. Jeez.
Unless it's just a sticker that she just put on the side or something.
You know what? What this reminded me of, Jay, while watching it.
What?
I love that animals have different sounds in different languages.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, dogs in, is Wanwan? Mm-hmm. Wanwan is the, because it's Waku Waku Wanwan, I think is the name of the...
Yes.
Yeah, and Wanwan is the sound dogs make.
That dogs make, yeah.
And it's like, you know, cats go, yeah. Real quick, Jay, what sound does a dog make?
What? For Japan?
No, for you. What sound does a dog make?
Oh, like woof.
Woof? Okay.
Why, what is it for you?
Bark. Bark, bark.
I guess so.
I guess so. That's so funny.
Depends on the dog, I guess. Depends on the
dog, yeah, right?
Because I would say a chihuahua does the bark, bark,
bark. Bark, bark, yeah. And then you have a big dog. Yeah, you big dog. Do go woof. That's funny. I was asking my friends that because it's so funny, like, just to see, like, hey, what songs do dogs make? To see, like, what people say.
Yeah. There's, like, videos on, like, Instagram of, like, stuff like that where, like, they'll get somebody from, like, Europe, somebody from China.
Yeah, exactly.
And somebody from, like, Japan, and they, like, all say, like, different things.
Yeah, but they all make sense
mm-hmm.
in a way, which is really funny. Who's next, Jay?
Takumi? That's a...
Is that the,
Glasses one.
Glasses girl? What's her nickname? Is it saying there?
I think it's just Takumin, right?
I don't
just add like they just add an N at the end.
She was so happy when she got her nickname.
Mm-hmm.
She's alright. She's cool. She's... Glasses yeah,
she's
character.
Like, she's the crafty one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she doesn't really have
And then later on, Miku. What?
Yeah, I said, oh, unfortunately, she doesn't have a kind of a real characteristic, I guess. She's kind of just like there.
Yeah.
Like
she has the connection with the leader.
Yeah, with the Sunflower Girls. Sun Girl. They call them Sun Girls, but the short name?
I think it's the novel and the manga are called different things.
Yeah, they're like essentially like the. It's the same thing, but it's like Sun Girls or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Sunflower Girls. Who's next, Jay?
Kokoro, which is she.
She's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
We talked already a lot about her. Yeah. I like how her and the president are like super competitive with each other. With like,
you know what, like, her design reminds me of? Is who's the girl I like in Little Witch?
Oh, you're talking about Constance?
Constance, yes.
Does she?
Like just the design.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah. But like towards like the I don't know if it's just because like they're tan, maybe.
Constance isn't tan.
They both have. She's not. No. Oh yeah, you're right. What the heck?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the eyes. What are you
thinking about?
I don't know. I just got. It was definitely Constance that I was thinking about.
Was it
when
really?
I saw her.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Cause they don't look anything alike. Constance is like has her mean eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Like I don't know. That's funny. Anyway. Yeah. Because I was thinking more of like, who? Because she does remind me of somebody now. Now that you say it, she does remind me of another character. I just can't think of it now. Who's next? Jay? Jobico, probably?
Yes.
Good.
Do you remember her full name?
Good Jobico. It's Good Jobico. No, it's Juliet Queen Elizabeth II.
No. Well, you got the number wrong.
Oh, damn it!
The eighth.
Yeah, but it was Juliet Queen Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Juliet Queen Elizabeth.
Jobico.
Good job. Yeah, she's cute. She's.
You know what's funny is that she has like a Yakuza kind of hot hairstyle.
Yeah. Her eyes too. Her eyes mm-hmm. are real like.
She looks like a boss.
Yeah, she looks real mean. It's so funny. And then, you know, I really did like the teacher as well. The club advisor.
Right.
I thought it was like obviously she was like part of the DIY club going into it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was like really sweet when it like showed her like she was like the first one there in the club that built the club room.
Right.
And that was really cool. I thought it was really crazy they ripped up the club room to
I know.
to make the roof.
You know, if I was in the DIY club, I think my first project that I'd want, the big project that I would want to do was to restore the club room.
Right.
Because, like, they made this nice treehouse, but the roof is leaking in the main building.
Right. Oh, yeah, that is true. I didn't think about that. She had the big old pan or the bucket.
Yeah.
Man, I love that room, too. That club room has a lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, Jay?
Next is.
Is anyone else? I don't think there's anybody else. I think we named the jellyfish characters. Robot. Yeah. He was cool. Got his AI upgrade. Or his
We talked about OS. The teacher. There's Setafu's mother.
She's cool. I like her as a mom. She's like the. She has a. Did she have Brock eyes? She had Brock eyes. Yeah. The Ada, the oh my, oh my.
Yeah. She's that kind of type.
Oh my, my, my. Gosh, dang
it. Always making pork stuff.
Oh, poured meat. I love that joke. That's so funny. I love the one time they had beef. Like, they showed meat and he was like chilling.
Yeah. And there was one time that they had chicken as well. It was like curry, right?
Yeah.
They had chicken.
I think the beef one, though, she goes. Oh, the mom goes, oh yeah, I'll make tonkatsu tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And meat was like, ah! Got a little scared. I love meat. Meat's so adorable.
Which you know one? What it might be?
Huh.
Between Constance and she? It's the eyebrows.
Is it? That's fair. I can see that. That's funny, Jay.
I had to look it up.
You're like, what was it? That's so funny. All right, Jay.
Accessibility.
Oh, yeah. Any final moments, Jay? Any final thoughts before we get to the wrap up?
I mean, for what it is, it was a pretty okay anime.
Yeah, it made me want to watch Laidback Camp.
Makes me want
to watch something better.
Man, I wish I was more handy.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to do stuff.
Gosh, I want to learn how to put a... You know, the whole time I was watching, I was like, how are they going to put this... How do you even build a treehouse? Like, the whole time.
I know, right?
I was like, do you build it and then like crane it up there or something? Or do you build it like on the branches?
I know.
Like, I had no idea. Really cool though.
Mm-hmm.
Poor woodpecker lost his home because they put the house in.
You know.
Okay, Jim. Accessibility. I mean, we can watch this.
But you know, there was one instance of cursing in it.
Was there?
Yeah, freaking Jopko says. I don't want to say what she says, but she cursed before she joined the club.
Oh yeah. Oh, I guess so, huh? What? And then you can watch this on Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll. It's a Crunchyroll exclusive.
Yeah. I believe. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I don't think I'd watch it for like to learn how to do something. Right. Even though like the explanations are kind of pretty good and thorough. It's a lot more. It's more accessible to just watch a YouTube video.
It seems more. Again, it seems more like, oh, we had to throw this in than like naturally in the anime. I guess. Like, especially the one that really like makes me think of that is when they're doing the resin.
Right.
Because like, they're like walking you step by step to do the resin.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally step by step, like the whole process.
Yeah, they like put it under the UV thing like 4 or 5 times or something like that.
Right, and it's like not done like naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, again, like I feel in Laid Back Camp, it's more of like as a matter of fact, I guess.
Yeah, like, this one's more like how heavy are your dumbbells, whatever that anime is.
Right, they're like, oh, here's the information you need. Here's the...
Yep, this is how you properly do this.
All right, Jay, what's next?
What would you want in another season?
I wouldn't. Jopko comes back. But this time...
I think an OVA would be okay.
More friends. Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
But another season? I don't think I'm good.
Yeah, it could be good. I don't know, like... Who are we to say, Jay? It could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Could be different.
What if there's like a second season where it's like what's that boxing anime that we like?
Megalobox.
Megalobox.
Yeah. Come back, and the Jabako comes back, and the robots have taken over Japan, and they have to build do-it-yourself weapons to fight the robots.
The robots. Yep. So. Giant laser swords.
You know what I thought would have been really cool if they would have just left it as is, but it was a really cute moment that Yua got to put in the last screw.
Oh, yeah.
But they did like that thing where they pointed out, it's like, oh, no, it started with you putting the screw in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it basically ending with her putting the screw in.
Right.
So it would have been better to not bring it up, but it was still kind of cute. Like...
Yeah, definitely.
Not going to falter for that. And then I thought it was also really cool because I was like, oh, look, she learned how to do it, like, correctly. Mm-hmm. And then, like, later on, they're in the place and you see all the screws that are all messed up that she put in.
And that's, crooked. Like, crooked. There's gaps.
Yeah, it's so funny. Anyway. Moment or two, Jay. Oh, what do you want, Jay, in the second season?
I wouldn't want another season. But like I said, an OVA would be cool.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Of just, like, maybe future stuff, what they do. Like, maybe Jopko is, like, an architect or something.
Yeah, maybe she's
He does blueprints for a living.
There you go. All right, Jay, Motor Sleuth, what do you give it?
I think that's a light pass.
Yeah, that's a light. There's much better girls doing cute things anime you can watch. Besides this.
Yeah.
You know, this anime actually kind of remind me of, but I think it's a lesser form of, which is funny. Because I don't like that anime either. And weirdly enough, we just brought... I don't know. I guess I brought it up last podcast.
Long Riders.
Yeah, Long Riders. Like, especially like Longriders has a better kind of cute girls doing cute things stuff. So does the hiking anime. I think you mentioned that this podcast.
Encouragement to Climb?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I mentioned that one.
I think that one does a little bit better job too. Of showing you what to do.
They all have like a good idea, but it kind of falls flat for like all of them.
But great art.
Yeah.
Sam has really great art, really great character design.
That is definitely better than the other two.
Yeah, not enough to say wasted, I think. But it was still like, it's all right. It's all right. All right, Jay. Now that we've done it ourselves, what's on the docket for next week?
So we're going back. Aaron spoiled himself this week.
It's fine. I knew what it was.
With this anime, but he got the craving. He got the itch to go back to One Piece.
To One Piece. I know. I promised Attack on Titan. We'll probably do it when we come back, but
yeah.
It's just too good because we're going to take a week off here anyway because I have stuff to do. So I was like, instead of doing 30 episodes of Attack on Titan, let's do 60. Let's do 60 of One Piece.
50. I think it's
50. Yeah, 50 something. Pretty excited. The Punk Hazard arc of One Piece.
Yeah.
So pretty excited.
It's like we got some recurring characters coming back, it seems.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
Your boy Trafalgar Law.
That's not who I'm referring to, but
yeah, your boy
Smoker.
Very excited.
Which means maybe your girl is coming back as well.
Tashiki? Well, she was in the last episode. Yeah. Captain Tashiki now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we'll maybe
still losing your glasses.
Yeah. Still losing, yeah. That's not us, Captain. You're looking at the sail. Mess. I love that. It's so cute. Anyway, Jim. So yeah. Watching what episodes is that, Jay? That is episodes
575
to 625.
Yep.
Very excited. Actually, it's exactly 50 episodes, huh? I didn't even think about that. Exactly 50. And if you're excited to watch exactly 50 episodes of One Piece, or you enjoyed a review on Do It Yourself, go ahead, leave us a review. Leave us a like. Go ahead and subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Email us at animecherrybomb@yahoo.com and follow us at animecherrybomb on Instagram. And that's it, everybody.
Yeah.
Until the next
everybody,
one.
Everybody, stay screwing things.
Stay
correctly.
Stay doing it yourself.